Welcome to Peter's Podcast, where we talk about real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living. Thanks for joining me. Today, I wanted to talk about the chakra system. And the chakra system is a tool that yogis use. And it's quite, interesting that they would come up with such a notion that in the world, we only have five different qualities. We have everything coming together and intermixing, but that you could break it apart and it would have five basic ways, five different natures of energy. And the interesting thing about it is that you can look at the world that way and start to see that coming up as you sort of use your analyst hat. You figure out, oh yeah, this is a thing where there's a lot of movement going on. This is a thing where something's changing from one nature to another nature. This is a place where I'm kind of creating the way I'm going to frame this whole thing. I'm going to be able to communicate about this thing by naming it this or calling it that or giving this theory about it, like I'm doing now. And so forth. So you can do that. And then you start to recognize these consistencies throughout our experiencing. And I think that is useful for us when we're out in the world, because it sort of gives us a way of framing things that's not so complicated. Because otherwise, with the 10,000 things there are in your experience, if each one of them is its own unique thing, then it kind of takes a lot to figure out what each thing is and what is it doing. Whereas if we have some recognition of these constant things going on, even though they have their uniqueness, we're able to say quite a bit about them. And that's kind of interesting. But then the next interesting thing that the yogis did was that they started applying that same concept to us, that we also have these five elements at our core. These are our essence. And so we can understand something about us as well by looking at these elements at play in us. And that becomes the basis of Ayurveda, where you're looking at what are the combination of elements in you. And so what is that express as when we're walking around and doing our lives. But it also gives us as yogis the opportunity to do practice that is based on those elements within us. So we can do all of the various practices that we have at our disposal, and thank you, Tantrikas, for thinking, hey, I could use my body as a thing to practice with, right? And not just repeat prayers and throw things into fires and stuff like that. And that was pretty remarkable of an idea, right? That I can do things in my body that are going to help me understand the universe, right? And when it comes to the chakras, we have in the sort of map that yogis have laid out over time, the notion that these five elemental forces, these five types of nature of energy moving, have a headquarters in us. Where the headquarters is has changed over time, depending on the school, depending on the teacher, depending on how they first figured out how to work with things. And it's kind of fascinating about the Tantra yoga. It's very much like Ishta in that it's applicable to individuals and what is this individual's nature. But it also emerged from a place that didn't have so much a dogma or a doctrine, or we're referring to this, right? Like if you are bound to a particular writing, you know, that gives you one perspective. But for much of Tantra yoga, these were people who knew all of that writing, but they were off trying things that hadn't been tried before. What happens if I breathe this way? What happens if I, you know, hold my breath? What happens if I visualize this? What happens if I stare at this kind of a drawing and then notice my reactions to that? Does that give me some sense of being expanded beyond my normal experience? And so what we end up with is all these different schools of thought in the Tantra yoga world. Each of them, if you find a teacher who actually has had experience and not just somebody who, you know, read a book or is trying to sell something, then they've got like their own unique experience of connecting, of having an expansion of awareness, an expansion of consciousness that makes them feel free of the normal, you know, stuckness that I think all of us have experienced from time to time, right? That leads us to something like a yoga practice, because we're looking for how do I go beyond this limited feeling of what I am and who I am and what can I do about it. And then when you find a teacher like that, you do the practices that that teacher gave you. So I bring this up because there's a lot of talk about chakras in the world, and they don't all agree with each other. You know, some of them say, oh, there are 7 chakras. Some of them say, oh, there are 12 chakras. Some of them say, oh, there are 5 chakras. And yeah, it's true. All of those things are true, right? Because we're just describing something that we're setting up as a kind of a model, a kind of a, we're taking our body and using it in a certain way to express to ourselves something, so that we can have this other experience. And, you know, if you were to say, I really, you know, you keep saying that the heart center is here, and I feel much more like here, then you're right. Yeah. So the nature of the practice is such that we are all looking for our own individual way, right? It's called Ishta Devata, right? And, you know, Alan and his dad were so clever to steal that word out of the Yoga Sutras and make it into an acronym, because it's exactly what we're up to. We're trying to find our individual way to connect, to see in a brighter way, to see more light. And it doesn't mean in a brighter way, like suddenly, you know, I'm going to achieve all the things I'm trying to do in my daily life. It means I'm going to find the connection to wholeness, to myself as Atman. I'll start throwing in more in Sanskrit, right? Because those are the words that we have that actually talk about this stuff. So I'm going to find, how do I turn my intellect away from just this daily grind and toward Atman, toward my own consciousness, right? The consciousness that lets me be aware of my daily grind, but can also let me be aware of myself as beyond this daily grind. And when I've done that, when I come back and I'm doing the play of life, I feel different. And consequently, it feels different. So maybe I will accomplish some of the things I'm after doing in life, but, and also maybe I won't, but I'll feel different about both things. Mm-hmm. And that's really key. That's like an evolution of us in our own progress. And I've been pondering a lot lately. You know, we become so self-centric in our way of looking at the world. You know, like, here I am, I'm so important, what I'm up to is so important, you know, what I'm feeling is so important, you know, and then there's this other stuff, and I should probably figure out how to relate to that. And, you know, here's, you know, there's supposed to be this Atman, I should probably try to connect with that, you know. And what's much more a better description of what's going on is the universe is in the process of this giant bang of an explosion of energy. And, you know, some billions of years into that, we happen to appear like a bubble, you know, on the top of an ocean. And for a moment we say, oh, look, I'm a bubble. I'm so important. And then the bubble pops and the universe continues exploding. Right? But in the evolution of all of that, we find ourselves self-aware, having this experience for a moment. And we could spend most of our effort just trying to be in the oneness of it, but we don't. We keep opening our eyes at the end of 20 minutes. We're like, hey, let's get back in the game. That was fun, right? Let's do more of this part, right? It's like it's even sometimes a challenge to take the time to turn away for a moment, right? So there's something about this experiencing that is interesting to us on a fundamental level. There's this story that Al heard about Shakti, like dreaming, you know? So when her eyes are closed and she's dreaming, that's the world, right? Then she opens her eyes and sees what is true, you know, and the whole world vanishes. Right? This is a description of what happens to us in meditation as well. Right? So we do it the other way around. We close our eyes to the world and suddenly we have an experience of the wholeness of what is. And then we open our eyes and we're back in the dream. Yeah. And not that the dream isn't real, it's as real as it is when you're dreaming it. It's just another aspect of what we are. And within this aspect, we have these five elements. And knowing about the elements is useful. And having them as energies functioning with us in a balanced way is helpful, because then we're not predisposed toward an element that is not really in our own makeup, right? So for instance, if my fire element, which is the element of transformation, is out of whack, you know, say it's out of whack in a tamasic direction, in a like a withdrawing direction, then I'm walking around in my life, and instead of being me, like if someone were to look up and say, hey, you look like yourself today, you know, or you don't look like yourself today, that not looking like yourself today could be that the fire is just not there. I don't feel like doing it. I don't care. You know, which way do you want this? I don't care. Right? I lose all my determination. I lose my interest in changing things. Right? So if that's the case, then I'm going to feel much less at ease as I'm walking around. And it's going to be much harder for me to do this really important thing called sadhana, where I take the moment to have my experience as oneness, this very important part of tuning back into the wholeness of myself so that I feel like myself, right? So that I have the inspiration that I need, etc. And it's going to be hard, because when I go and I know it's supposed to be like meditation time, I go, I don't care. And I don't do it. So in our practice today, we're going to tune each of the chakras using chakra bedana, using the bija mantra of the chakra and using the bija yantra or image for each of the chakras. And yogis, through their experimentation, found that working with these in these five elemental places, earth at the base, water or flow in the pelvis, transformation in the navel, fire, movement in the chest, air, and space in the throat, balancing those with the bija mantras help to bring us back into this place where, okay, now I'm operating like a tuned up guitar, right? I sound good, I feel good, I play well, right? So then having done that, it's easier to then let go into meditation in this chakra here, the command center. So our command center, rather than being screwed up by the fact that we're all out of tune, can just say, okay, this is the time we've set up to do meditation, to experience ourselves, to turn our intellect toward Atman. And so then we do that. And we are able to then connect with this chakra at the crown of our head that is the portal toward us being and experiencing our wholeness again. So that's what we're going to do, right? Using the Bija mantras, Lam, Vam, Ram, Yam, Ham for the five elements, Ksham as the way to transcend through the roof of the mouth into the command center, and then to let go there, right? So simple, so beautiful. And then having done the meditation, we'll do our mantras on the way down, which are different. And it's kind of interesting. Why are they different, right? We use Bija mantras on the way up, then we use these whole other longer mantras on the way down. Having tuned our instrument, now we're going to play a song, right? So on the way down, we use mantras that are saying, okay, how would be a great way for this energy to manifest in my day, right? So in the command center, it's be full of Shiva, right? Be connected to the knowledge of everything, right? In the throat, it's Saraswati, be connected to the wisdom of the goddess, right? In the heart, it's Narayani, be connected with the sustaining force of love, right? In the belly, it's the to be, again, connected with Vishnu, the sustaining force that helps us transform and live our lives well. And then in the pelvis, we're connecting with the warrior force, like the goddess who's going to say, get the crap out of the way and take care of business. Don't be all caught up in, you know, your like personality, right? I need this, I need that, I don't like this, I don't like that. But rather like, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? Follow that passion. Right? And then in the earth center, to get stable, to take care of business, to be able to be comfortable enough that I can actually turn to doing this important work that my life is about, right? That this role is that's in front of me. Because the roles that we have to do, they're not duck out and go do yoga, right? They're like, do stuff in the world. We have a role to play in the game of life, and we have to do that with gusto. We're going to start a practice right now. Feel free to join in. Namaste. Well, let us begin with premeditative asana. So come on to all fours. And as you breathe in, curl your toes under, arch and open the cow. As you breathe out, take the tops of your feet to the floor and press away and round the cat. And then continue to move on the rhythm of your own breath. So as you're continuing to do your asana, again, it's ishta, so if something doesn't work, it's okay to adjust. But this is a good time to add the saham kriya, if that's something that works well in your practice. So as you're breathing in, you can envision that ocean and the bubble or the current that becomes this unique experience as a line of energy from crown to base. As you breathe out, that energy manifests as this experience that we're having. Breathing in, the line of energy down, sa. Breathing out, the energy expressing, hum. After your next inhale, as you're exhaling, take your seat back to your heels, back to child's pose, the seal. And we'll move to Bali seal. Inhale, Bali, up on your knees, arms overhead. Exhale, seal. Inhale, up onto hands and knees again, and lower your hips to cobra pose. You can bend your elbows to adjust how deep of a back bend that becomes. And then exhale back to seal. So four poses in the sannyasa. We'll repeat, inhale, Bali, and sa, energy down, crown to base. Exhale, hum, seal, the energy radiates. Inhale, cobra, sa, inspiration, energy in. Exhale, transformation, hum. Energy radiates back to seal. And go ahead, Bali seal, cobra seal on your own breath rhythm. The next time you make it through all four poses and you're back in the seal pose, let that be the conclusion of this vinyasa and pause there for a moment and feel the effects of that. What does it feel like to have done that? How is the energy of my body system? And having focused on the movements forward and back, we'll move on to experience what it's like to turn that chakra line upside down. So you can do that with a headstand, you can do that with downward facing dog, or any variation of those two. Inversions are designed to pull the energy up the chakras, just like what we're going to do in our chakra meditation, to shift the focus. Make your way down from your inversion and sit up on your heels. Notice what the effect of that was. Has my energy shifted? Is my state of mind different? And then sit over onto the right side of your feet. You can sit onto a block or a bolster or a pillow, especially if your hips get thrown way off to one side that way. And set your left hand down by your feet, your right hand up into the air, and we'll create a side bend, expanding through the right side of the rib cage, so that each inhale draws prana strongly into the right side. Much like when we do alternate nostril breathing, we breathe more in one side. This is the asana version of that. And taking several breaths here, we're activating the Pingala Nadi, which will balance out when we do the other side. On your next breath in, lift back to center and lower that arm down. Lean back and swing your legs around to the other side. And hook your left toes over the right if that's comfy. Set your right hand down where your feet are and take your left arm to come up and over, expanding now through the Ida Nadi. On your next inhale, come back up to center. Let that arm lower down. Swing your legs out in front of you now. Sitting up nice and tall in Dandasana, the staff, where the staff is the center line. And maybe while you're in this center line, take your attention inward. We call it Antarkarana, looking in at the causal body, what's behind all this muscle and bone. And get a sense of that line as energy. Whatever that means to you, maybe it's even just the word energy. Maybe it's like a sense of a holographic line or some other kind of sense of energy, heat, light. And along this line of energy, which isn't like a wire, but rather the stuff in the wire, there are these swirls of energy, headquarters of a certain kind of expression of the energy at your base, in your pelvis, it behind the navel, in the middle of your chest, in your throat, in the middle of your head, at the crown of your head. Bend your knees, put the soles of your feet on the floor, and then windshield wiper your legs right and left a few times, bringing a kind of lubricating action into your hip joints. So move them enough that you feel something going on in your hips. And then make your way into a comfortable seat for meditation. We'll begin with alternate nostril breathing. Let your left hand rest on the knee. Let your right hand, index finger and thumb can either be forehead or palm. Ring finger and thumb on the sides of your nose. First and second finger on the forehead or in your palm. And then find the side that's more open to begin with. Block the opposite side and draw your inhale through the more open side. Close and block both. And then breathe out through the opposite side. Stay on that side to breathe back in. Close and block both. And exhale out the first side. And we're just going to continue out and back in through one side, then switch over out and back in the other side. And you can use Padadhirasana instead of this, or you can simply visualize the breath moving from side to side, not using your fingers. It's a little more challenging to do, but a good practice as well. If you can do so without disturbing the smooth rhythm of your breath, when you breathe in, you can hold your breath at the top, retaining the inhale before letting it out through the other side, inserting a pause into the cycle of your breath, slowing the breath to slow your mind. Not to go to sleep, but to let that aspect of mind calm down and not be so grasping for our attention, so that the intellect can turn inward. To notice this sixth sense that we have, to be able to perceive our own energy, our own subtle body. the next time you cycle around to the side you took your first inhale into, go ahead and let that complete the cycle of Nadi Shodhana. And let your hand relax down over your right leg. And from there, we'll begin our chakra vedana, starting in the base. So at the pelvic floor, we'll begin to ring the bija mantra for the earth element. And the sound is lam, like the letter L, A, M. Lam, lam. And at first, do it aloud, which helps you to feel the sensations in your physical body, which is easier for us to perceive. But once you feel where they are, go ahead and let the focus move internally into that line of energy, into the swirl of energy at the base, so that the sound, which is a vibration itself, is now mixing with that energy, tuning it, like flavoring it just right, so that the earth element takes on its appropriate strength and color and tone within your own system, your own makeup. Lam. And continue to silently repeat that bija mantra, and at the base visualize a golden square, holding the image to reinforce this tuning. The mantra and yantra working together. Lam, golden square. Draw your focus up into the pelvis. At the second chakra, the water element, the flow, the desires, the bija mantra to tune them, vam, like the letter V, A-M, vam, vam, vam. Physically, it will feel different. It will still be resonating in your throat. Certain aspects of it will feel the same, but the focus of it is at the pelvic bowl. Once you start to feel that, go ahead and take it silent. Then continuing to resonate the sound, letting it be as though the chakra itself is resonating the sound. Visualize a silver crescent moon with its points upward. And hold that image to reinforce. Vam, silver crescent moon. Draw your focus up to the navel, to the element of transformation. The fire element. Hear the bija mantra, Ram, R-A-M, Ram, 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 resonating it aloud, lets you feel where it is, how the sound would move you if someone else were making the sound. Or you're making it yourself. And then take that vibration internally. Until chakra bedana, you pierce within the chakra, you come into that energy. And it becomes the resonance of Ram. And then visualize a red triangle with its point downward, reinforcing the mantra, Ram, red triangle. Move your focus up into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Here, the Bija mantra for the element of air, of movement, is Yam, like the letter Y-A-M. Yam, Yam, Yam. And when you're ready, let that become silent, still resonating as a vibration, as the chakra vibrating. And then superimpose a six-pointed star, powder blue in color, a triangle pointing up and a triangle pointing down to show the nature of our movement between the world and our role in it, and our oneness. Yam, six-pointed star. Draw your focus up into the throat center. The Bija mantra, hum, like the letter H, A-M. Hum, hum, hum. And feel it physically as the air moves across the vocal cords, vibrating in the throat. And then shift that attention until the throat itself is the vibrator of that sound. And then visualize a white circle from the base of the throat up to the roof of the mouth, but as energy, like a hologram. No, nothing physical or blocking. And let that image reinforce the sound. Hum, white circle. Opening the element of space and balancing it within your own system. Your own nature. And having balanced the five elemental forces within you, we'll let go, let them be, and move into that aspect of self that is the consciousness of those five elements. So we'll move up through the roof of the mouth into the midbrain with the mantra Ksham. The K is like a little knock at the Lalana chakra at the roof of the mouth. Sham helps us transform away from the elements and into consciousness itself. So you can repeat that a few times aloud and then let it be silent. Ksham. And having used Ksham as your way to move into that space, like where your mind is, begin to let the activity of the mind go. Let the thoughts be not your focus. Move into the space of Ajna Chakra, the midbrain, the you know, the place of all the strong glandular activity in your physical body, the strong causal activity in your subtle body. And you can press the point between your eyebrows, the sort of trigger point of that chakra, or moisten that point to help hold your attention there. And allow Shakti to awaken from her dream and to move into awareness. Letting your eyes open to the crown chakra. I'm going to be quiet now and let you be. If you need, you can silently resonate the mantra Om until you settle down, and then release again. stay in your meditation and having touched that aspect of self, we'll invite the wisdom of that to flow back down into this well-tuned system of energy that is our body in the physical world. Bring your palms together in front of the heart center, and as they come to touch, keep your focus on them as energy. Bring the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth to create a channel now down from meditation back down into the chakras. Move the tip of your tongue behind your teeth to let that flow right to your palms. And as the energy of your meditation now flows down into the energy of your hands, you can move your hands a little and get more of a visceral sense of that energy. The tingling of the movement, pulling your hands a little further apart to feel the heat of the energy, further still to feel the magnetic puffiness of the energy. And then bring your hands up over your eyes where you might feel the light quality of the energy. And direct the wisdom of your meditation into Ajna Chakra, the command center. And here we'll let the Shiva, the unbound knowledge, fill this center with content, with understanding, with orientation to the world, so that as we act in the world, we are full of wisdom and insight. Let your palms come together in front of the forehead, and we'll chant Om Namah Shivaya. You can either chant along or just let the sound resonate through you. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om. Draw your hands down the face to the jawline and around the jawline to the back of your neck. From the back of your neck, bring your hands around to the throat in front. And each chakra down brings us a little more into a state of groundedness, starting at this most ethereal, the space center. Send the energy of your meditation here and let this chakra be filled with the wisdom. And we'll use Saraswati as our energy vortex to help bring that energy into expression here. The mantra, Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Draw the wisdom of your meditation down to the thymus gland at the top of your sternum. And direct the energy in here to bring you health and healing and immunity, and then radiate that immunity out to the rest of the world. Like the vaccine from the energetic level. The mantra Om Ram 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 Ramaya Namaha. 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 Draw the energy and your focus down to the heart center. And let wisdom here bring you into a resonance of unconditional love. Let your palms come together in front of the heart center, Anjali Mudra. The mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Om. From the heart center, draw the wisdom of your meditation to the navel center and directing it in here to the fire element. We let transformation express itself in a productive way in your living, so that you're courageous, so that you have mental clarity, so that your metabolism functions in an optimal way. Let your right palm face down, your left palm face up, and clasp your hands. I'm showing if you don't know what I'm saying. And then pull the wrists against your navel. The mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om. Draw the energy of your meditation from navel to the pelvis and direct it in here into Svadhisthana Chakra to help clarify for you, for your awareness, what is this uniqueness of me that is expressing in this world, and that you follow the passions that are built into your karma so that you pursue that and don't get distracted by side desires. The mantra, Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha. 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 Create a triangle with your fingers so that the points of your fingers are down, the thumb tips are touching at the top. Again, I'm showing if you don't know what I'm saying. And then place your fingertips onto the pubic bone. And with this triangle, which is a yantra of direction, direct the wisdom of your meditation to the Muladhara chakra at the root. And let that wisdom create structure and stability that helps you move through your living. The mantra, Om Lakshmivam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha. 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 Wrap your index finger and thumb at the crease line between thigh and torso. And having brought all this wisdom into our energy system, we'll use one last mantra to help ensure there are no obstacles to this wisdom expressing in our living. The mantra, Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Complete the regrounding of your energy, moving your hands from hip to knee, getting a strong focus in your legs, massage around your knees, down your shins. Unwind your legs so you can get a thumb behind your knee and walk from behind your knee right down the center line of your calves all the way to your Achilles tendon, and then hold your ankles tight, rerooting, and finally walk five lines down the soles of each foot from your heel aligned to each of your toes. Those five lines, the earth-bound expression of the five elemental forces. Earth, water, fire, air, space. And then make your way onto your back into Shavasana and let your body rest.
Om Bhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Mahaha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha, Om Satyam, Om Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat, Om Apuraso Jyoti Anandam Brahman, Om Purpurvaha.
Let your attention move to your breath, the small movements in and out. Make some small movement in your fingers and in your toes. Run your thumbs across your fingertips. Tilt your head a little left and right, side to side. On a nice breath in, lift your arms up overhead and stretch long through your right side from your fingertips right out through your toes. Release on that side, reach through your left side from fingers to toes. And then bend your knees, draw them in, wrap your hands around your shins and release your low back. Coming back into the sensation of yourself on the earth. Then set your feet down on the floor, hip distance apart, knees bent, and press up into the bridge pose. Take a few breaths there, opening your front body, bringing your inhale strong. Then release back down to the floor. Take your feet wide on the mat and windshield wiper your legs over to the left side and then over to the right side. And then pull both legs in and either rock your way up to sitting or roll over to one side and press up to sit from there. Make a fist with your right hand and rest it just below your navel, just above the pubic bone in the low abdomen. Take the left hand on top of the right and gently press in as you tilt forward, right to the point where you have to stop moving forward or you're going to face plant on the floor. Feel the connection in your base that holds you up. It keeps you from tumbling forward. And keep that rootedness in your base, even a little of the mula bandha that you apply to keep from falling over. Come back upright and nice and open through the heart center. Bring your palms together, Anjali Mudra. Hari Om Om Tat Sat, which invites you to always experience the truth of what is in every moment. Have a lovely weekend. Namaste. That's today's episode. Thanks a lot for listening to Peter's podcast. I hope that you find real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living through your practice. Please support me on Patreon, rate the podcast, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.